감사합니다.
Okay. Well, today is Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
我的女婿 Howard， 他从前在这个教会很多年。
My son-in-law, his name is Howard. He was with this church.
他今天特别要求我给他一点时间跟你们分享一下。
And this morning, he asked me that if he could give him a few minutes to share with brothers and sisters.
所以现在我请 Howard 来跟你们分享一下。
So right now, I ask Howard to come up and share with us.
Thank you, Dr. Pan, for giving me this opportunity.
我们谢谢彭博士让我有这个机会。
Some of you know me. It is with you I have become a child of God, grew up in church, and serve youth fellowship in this church.
那很多人可能有一些弟兄姐妹可能认识我，因为我跟你们一起成长的，我是在这里认识神的，也是在这里在培训年轻的弟兄姐妹。
With you, we serve the youth group on every Saturday night.
我记得当中有很多弟兄姐妹以前在星期六的晚上我们一起服侍青年团契。
So it's very special for me to come here to visit you.
所以能够来到你们当中跟来拜访你们的确是我的荣幸。
You know, Alex and James are pretty stand-up guys now.
那你们都知道 Alex 跟 Pierre 两个他们都是 不错的青年。
Alex and James. Yeah.
都是很好的青年。
But only an old friend of theirs can tell you this.
可是只有一个老朋友才可以这样子告诉你们。
Alex told awful jokes and James had a very obnoxious laugh.
Alex讲的笑话呢都不是很好的， 然后James的笑声呢实在是不是很悦耳的。
And as a youth, I would never imagine Felix with a full beard like this.
在 Felix 年轻的时候，实在想不到他今天会脸上都是胡须。
I'm very proud to be the very few hairy Chinese men as friend and brother in Christ.
他觉得很荣幸，我很荣幸能够有一个脸上有这么多毛的朋友。
I'd like to give tributes to the fathers today.
那我想在这个时候, 跟父亲分享一件事。
First, I'd like to thank my earthly father for raising me up to 18 years old.
那我要感谢我在这世上的父亲带领我成长到18岁。
A few days after high school graduation, he had a car accident.
在我高中毕业之后几天，我的父亲出车祸。
From the accident, my mother had become a widow and their three children had become orphans.
因着这个车祸，我的母亲就成了一个寡妇，她的三个孩子呢就成了孤儿。
We were not Christian at the time.
我们在那个时候我们不是基督徒。
Recently, my 12-year-old youngest daughter asked me.
最近我的最小的孩子是个12岁的小女儿问我一个问题。
Since he was not a Christian,
既然他那时候不是一个基督徒，
did he go to the age place?
那他到底是去哪里呢？
I told her this. I said, I really can't tell you where he ended up, heaven or hell.
那我回答他说，我真的不能够告诉你他到底是去天堂还是地狱呢？
But if God on the judgment day give me, let me bear witness for him, I
Yeah. 如果我的父神到在审判的那一日有机会让我做见证的话，
I will testify that my father was not a perfect man.
我会见证说我的父亲虽然不是完美的父亲，
but he protected, provided, and loved his wife and the children with all his heart.
可是他尽他的所能保护、支持、照顾他的妻子跟他的孩子，跟他的家庭。
And I have confidence our God of love will make all the right decisions.
那我相信我们的慈爱的天父会做一个最正确的决定。
So I'd like to say to my past father, I love you, father.
所以我对我已经过世的父亲说，父亲啊，我爱你。
Second, I'd like to thank another one of my earthly father.
另外一个我也想要在这个机会感谢我在世上的另外一个父亲。
I call him grandpa because he's a grandpa to my 5 children.
那我是叫他爷爷，因为他是我的孩子的爷爷。
Just like my passed away dad, father, he did not have a choice of having me as a son.
那就像我过世的父亲一样。 不是他选择来做我的父亲。
I'm only his son by the marriage to his daughter.
那我今天成为他的儿子是因着我跟他的女儿结婚。
Unfortunately. However, he treats me as his own son.
可是他视我如他亲生的儿子。
He has been patiently teaching me how to be godly.
他很有耐心地教导我如何能够成为一个虔诚的儿子。
It is evident how he loves Jesus and he wants to do his will, the Great Commission.
我们也可以从他的生命当中看到他的确是爱耶稣，也是的确想要使大使命完成。
At age 74, you would think he wants to retire, but no, he wants to start.
你可能在想他今年已经74岁了，可能在想退休日子，可是其实不然，他今天才要开始。
He wants to start quality churches and schools to the ends of the earth.
他想要在世界的地方都建造好的教会，属神的教会。
Now he's working, start working from Southern California.
那现在呢？他现在是在南加州，以他为事工的中心。
In addition to all his work in China and Hong Kong.
这也包括了他在香港跟在国内的工作。
His living example have inspired me to be zealous for Jesus just as he is.
因为他生活的方式，所以我也被鼓励愿意为基督而活。
I love you, Grandpa.
爷爷，我也爱你。
Finally, I want to thank my Heavenly Father through my Lord Jesus Christ.
可是最后呢，我是要为 要经由主耶稣基督来为跟我的天父说上感谢。Do
you know how blessed we are to call him Heavenly Father?
你知道这是何等大的福气，可以称我们在天上的神是我们天上的父。When
you read the first half of the Bible, the Old Testament, greats like Abraham and David are known by God's friends and the men after God's own heart.
那我们若是看旧约的话，不论是亚伯拉罕或者看大卫的时候，神都称为他的朋友，或者是一个知道神心意的人。But
they were not privileged to call him father.
虽然如此，可是他们并没有那个荣幸可以称神为他们的父。Next
time when you feel bored, just walk up to a stranger and call him father.
你下次若是觉得很无聊的时候，你可以到一个陌生人面前称他为父亲。And
see his reaction.
看看他是怎么样子的反应呢？
What do you think he will say?
那你认为他会怎么样子的反应呢？
He probably say, I'm not your father, I'm not your dad.
他大概会回答你说，我不是你的父亲。What
he meant to say, I didn't give you birth.
他要讲的意思呢，就是说你不是从我而出的。I
didn't change your diaper.
我没有帮你换尿布。
At best, you can call him friend or uncle, but call him dad would be scandalous.
你可能可以称他为一个朋友，你可能可以叫他叔叔或者伯父，可是你大概叫他，若是叫他父亲的话，大概是不太妥当。Can
you imagine when Jesus called God Abba Father, and the heaven opened up and say, I'm not your dad?
那你可以想象那时候耶稣称天父为他的阿爸父神的时候，结果天开起来。
But instead, the voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved son.
可是从天上来的声音是说，这是我所爱的儿子。
With whom I'm well pleased, listen to him.
我对他是满足的，所以你们当听他的。
Jesus then taught his disciples how to pray and starts like this, Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
所以我们接下来呢，主耶稣基督也就教他的门徒如何祷告，如何这样子的祷告，说我们在天上的父，愿你的名。
Okay, to be God's children is like to be pregnant.
那 作为神的 儿女呢，就像你已经 有孕。
Either you are or you are not.
你要么是有，不然就是没有。
There's no I'm kind of God's child.
不可能说我可能是神的儿女。
If you can call God your heavenly father, then on that judgment day, when you're trying to go into heaven, he'll probably say, I'm not your father because you did not listen to my son Jesus.
那可能你若是不知道的话，你可能或者你不承认他为父亲的话，可能到最后审判的那日，你到了天国的门的时候，你说我想要进去，神可能会跟你说，我不能让你进入，因为我不是你的父亲。
I recently heard many testimonies of your, the baptism testimony of your church.
我最近有听了一些我们教这个教会在受洗的时候弟兄姐妹给予的见证。
And I know this church can help you to become a child of God if you don't know him.
那我知道你若是尚未认识神的话，这个教会可以帮助你来认识在天上的父亲。
To be able to call him Father will be the best Father's Day gift.
那若是你能够称神为你的天父，这将是最好的父亲节礼物。
On the other hand, if you're a child of God,
可是换句话说，若你今天已经是神的儿女，
we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是在主里是弟兄姐妹。
And we can celebrate this great day with our Heavenly Father.
那我们可以庆祝这一个很好的日子，来跟我们在天上的父亲一起庆祝。
Glory, hallelujah, and praises be to our Heavenly Father.
对，荣耀赞美都归于我们在天上的父。
Thank you.
谢谢。
今天父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
我想跟你们分享一下孝敬父母。
And I'd like to share with brother and sister how to honor your parents.
在十诫哪里？
In the Ten Commandments.
第五诫是当孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment says that thou shalt honor thy parents.
神怜悯我们。
God has had mercy on us.
特别叫我们孝敬父母。
And he desired that we would honor our parents.
今天父亲节快乐。
Today is Father's Day and I wish everybody
Father's Day. 其实做父亲快乐不快乐呢？
But as a father, are you really happy?
父亲不容易做。
It is not easy to be a father.
是不是？
Correct.
在香港有一个统计。
In Hong Kong, there's the statistics.
他访问900个父亲。
They interviewed 900 parents, 900 fathers.
八成的父亲说感到生活有压力。
80% of these parents felt that there was tremendous work stress.
这个压力从什么地方来呢？
And where does this pressure come from?
他的工作。
Comes from his work.
我们做父亲真是到外边工作都不容易。
Indeed, it is not easy for a father to labor outside.
找不到工作更不容易。
It is even harder when you're unemployed.
有老板。
Or as a worker, you have a boss.
也有其他的人。
And there's also co-workers around you.
你有没有感觉到我们做父亲的真是不容易啊？
Have you ever felt that being a father is not easy?
这个压力也从经济哪里来？
And this pressure can, or the stress can also come from financial pressure.
我们做父亲的都有常常想到怎么样找到足够的金钱可以给我们的儿女这个家庭有好的生活。
And as a father, we often sit there and think, how do I accumulate or get enough wealth so that I can provide for my family, for my children?
这个也是很大的压力。
And this is tremendous pressure.
我们的儿女也是我们的压力。
And our children is also a source of our stress.
他们将来成长以后是怎么样的？
How will they turn out when they grown up?
他们现在读书 读得怎么样?
How are they doing academically?
都是做父亲的,给父亲很大的压力。
And these are all pressures that a father experiences.
真是做父亲不容易做。
Indeed, it is not easy to be a father.
所以你说父亲节快乐, 我不知道我快乐不快乐。
So you might say Happy Father's Day, but I'm not sure if I'm a happy father.
父亲有什么责任呢?
What kind of responsibilities does a father have?
圣经给父亲有这些责任。
But in the Bible, Scripture, this is what the Scripture teaches us.
以弗所书6章1到4节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 4.
我们大家一同念中文。
And if you can read in Mandarin, let's read in Mandarin together.
然后，Felix，念英文给你们听啊。好，我们一同念。
And I will be reading Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord.
圣经这里给我们父亲有三个责任。
Scripture here gives fathers three responsibilities.
我们要帮助儿女听从父母。
First of all, we need to teach our children how to obey parents.
儿女不听从父母是我们的责任。
If the children are not honoring their parents, it is our responsibility.
但是现在这个世界,
but in the world today,
他们觉得如果儿女不听话就是聪明。
They feel that if a child is not listening to their parents, that child is smart.
但是圣经说你要听从父母。
But the scripture teaches us that the children are to obey their parents.
第二,要教他孝敬父母。
And the second thing is that they are to honor their parents.
但是好像现在,很多儿女都不孝敬父母。
But in today's world, a lot of children do not honor their parents.
你们在我们中间做父母的成人的人也不好孝敬父母。
And even among the parents, the grown-up parents among us, you might not even honor your parents.
我们觉得我们已经做父母的已经有养老金，有金钱，不需要理这些小孩子。
And as parents, we might think that we have already established ourselves. We're financially secure, so we don't need to be like these kids.
他们越早离开越好。
We might even actually think that our kids, as they grow up, the earlier the better.
所以这些孩子给我们家庭很多忧虑。
So these children provides a lot of grief for their family.
但是圣经教我们教他孝敬父母。
But the scripture tells us to teach them how to honor and obey their parents.
怎么样可以完成这个任务呢?
But how is it that we can accomplish this?
这里第三点, 我们要照着主的教训教导他们。
What we need to do is we need to follow the teachings of the Lord.
那如果你看看, 听从父母, 孝敬父母, 但是, 第四节，你教导他是谁做？你们做父亲的，要照着主的教训教他。So
in verse 1 and verse 2 it says, children obey your parents. In verse 2 it says, honor your parents. But in verse 4 it says, it is fathers who are to bring them up, who are to teach them.
享受的是父母，但是工作是父亲。Though
those who are to be obeyed are the parents or honored are the parents, both father and mother, but the one that is to do the teaching is the father.
所以现在很多父亲可能他没有把这个工作做得好。
So many fathers might not have fulfilled their responsibility.
他以为这个工作是妈妈做的。
They might think that this is the responsibility of the mother.
如果你现在还没有结婚，你还有希望。
If you are not married yet, you still have hope.
你要跟哪一个人结婚啊？
Who are you going to marry?
就是教他念以弗所书第六章第四节。
And you need to teach them to, point out Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
是爸爸把我们的儿女养育起来。
It is the father's responsibility to bring up the children.
照着主的教训。
But according to the instruction of the Lord.
这样妈妈有什么责任呢？
What is the mother's responsibility?
圣经告诉我们。
Scripture teaches us,
撒娃是从撒旦哪里出来？神造撒娃。撒娃。
Scripture teaches us that Eve came from the body of Adam,
来帮助亚当完成神的责任。
She was created to become a suitable helper to Adam.
所以做父亲的。需要妻子的帮助。
So as a father, you need the help of your spouse, of your wife.
我们姊妹们在这里，你知道我们做父亲的是多么是多么可怜啊。
So dear sisters among us, do you know how pitiful it is for a man to be a father?
在外边我们有工作。
Outside the family, we have to work.
也要给这些老板，骂我们。
And occasionally, you might be scolded by our bosses.
我们也不能够说不做了。
And we can't just say that I quit.
我们还是有这个经济的压力。
Because we still have that financial pressure.
做妻子的要帮助父亲完成他的责任。
So as a wife, you are to help your husband to fulfill his responsibility.
回到家中，我们也要帮助儿女，养育他们，教训他们。
So, but however, as a father, when we return home, we also have the responsibility of instructing our children.
怎么可以帮助他们成长？
How is it that we can help them grow?
一定要在儿女中间。接受到尊重。
Is that in order for us to help them, is that we need to be respected by our children.
如果儿女不尊重爸爸，
If a child does not respect his father or her father,
这个爸爸就没有能力将这个小孩子培训起来。
Then this father will lose his ability to raise up and instruct the children.
但是怎么样可以帮助儿女尊重他的爸爸呢？
So how is it that we can help our children to respect their parents, our fathers?
圣经说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
So scripture reminds us and teaches us that as wives, you are to submit yourselves before your husbands.
当妻子顺服自己的丈夫，儿女就可以顺服他的爸爸。
So if the wives are submitting themselves before the husband, then the children will also submit themselves before the father.
但是妻子怎么样可以顺服自己的丈夫呢？
But how is it that a wife can submit herself before the father?
这个丈夫照着主的教训教导小孩子。
Only if and when the husband, raises up their children in the instructions of the Lord.
所以现在可能在很多信徒家中，
So among believers' families,
很多丈夫还没有信耶稣，
There might be husbands that do not yet know the Lord.
怎么办呢？
So what can be done?
那我们不能够放弃他们。
But we cannot give up on them.
我们还是做妻子的，还是要帮助他们。
We still need to continue to help them.
为他们祷告，
We need to pray for them.
安排机会给他们有机会亲近天父。
We need to give them opportunities in which they can draw closer to God.
可能有些时候做丈夫的不爱主。
Maybe our husbands do not love God.
他们有很多困难。
They have a lot of difficulties.
但是我们做妻子的还是要帮助他。
But as a wife, we still need to help them.
要父亲完全这些责任。
To help the father to fulfill his responsibilities.
我们需要妻子的帮助。
We need the help of the wives.
求主帮助我们这个教会。
So may God bless our church.
把我们的家庭建立起来。
To build up the family within this church.
我们做父亲的要完成我们的责任。
And as a father, we need to fulfill our responsibilities.
但是我们做妻子的要帮助他才有能力完成这些责任。
But as a wife, we need to help our husbands so that they can fulfill their responsibilities.
所以在今天父亲节。
So on today, which is Father's Day,
我们特别要为父亲祷告。
We need to pray for our fathers.
求主帮助我们这些父亲完成他的责任。
May God have mercy and to help help us so that we can fulfill the responsibilities of fathers.
我们做妻子的真的要多多用祷告行动支持他们。
So as wives, we do need to pray for them as well as to support them through our actions.
我今天有感动为父亲祷告。
So today I have been moved to pray for the fathers and mothers.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱天父。
Our beloved Father in heaven.
我们今天到主你的面前。
And this morning as we come before you.
我们特别将我们教会做爸爸的交在主你的手中。
We would like to put the fathers that are here in front of you.
有些爸爸还没有信主。
Some of our fathers here do not yet know you.
他就没有能力按照主的教训把这个家庭建立起来。
Then they will not have the ability to build up a family according to your instructions.
求主帮助我们做妻子的能够常常为他们祷告。
And dear Lord, as wives, may we be able to continue to pray for our husband.
也有机会怎么样把他带到主的面前。
And that we will also have the opportunity to bring them to you.
我们不能够把他们放弃。
We will not give up on them.
有些父亲不热心爱主。
And we know that among us there are fathers that might not love you.
他们常常都是为着这个世界劳碌。
They are burdened by the things of this world.
主啊，我们求主也帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
做妻子的可以帮助他们。
As a wife, that we will be helpers to them.
使他们有机会到主的面前。
So that they will have the opportunity to come close, draw closer to
us. 我们也不能够把他放弃。
And we will also not give up.
哦，主，我们将我们教会做父亲的交在主你的手中。
And Lord, indeed, again, we place all the fathers within this church in your hands.
求主帮助父亲的站立起来。
Lord, help the fathers
多做主工。
To be able to do your work.
完全主你给我们的使命。
To fulfill the will that you desire.
我们交托祷告，奉耶稣名求。
And Lord, we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 如果做爸爸的能够被建立起来，
If a father can be built up,
我们家庭也能够被建立起来，
then the family itself will be built up.
我们教会就有希望，
then there is hope for the church.
当孝敬父母，
We are to obey and honor our parents.
帮助子女孝敬父母是谁的责任？
But whose responsibility is it to help our children honor their parents?
我们刚刚已经看过。
And we read a little bit earlier.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
And it says that as a father,
do not provoke
your children in anger.
只要照着主的教训，可警戒人于他们。
but bring them up in the instruction, the discipline and the instruction of the Lord.
这是父亲的责任。
This is the responsibility of the father.
子女不孝敬父母。
If the child does not honor their parents,
是因为我们没有教导他们。
It is because we did not discipline and instruct them.
是父亲的责任，但是 妻子要帮助他完成这个责任。
Even though this is the responsibility of the father, however, the wife also needs the help.
所以这个帮助子女孝敬父母是父亲母亲共同的责任。
So to teach the children to honor their parents is both the responsibility of the father as well as the mother.
怎么样教导他们呢？
But how do we teach them?
第一， 不要惹他们的气。
First, we do not provoke the children to anger.
我们有没有惹儿女的气啊？
Do we provoke our children to anger?
你说儿女惹我们的气就有了。
We often say that children will always provoke the parents to anger.
可能因为我们不晓得教导他们，所以现在他反过来惹我们的气。
Maybe it is because we did not know how to teach them or bring them up correctly, so therefore they are now provoking us in anger.
我们惹他们的气，可能因为我们对他们做过分的要求。
Maybe we provoke our children to anger because we have unreasonable expectations.
他们不爱主。
They don't love God.
但是你要求他每天读圣经祷告。
You require that they read and study the Bible daily.
他们也看不到我们天天读经祷告。
They do not see us reading the Bible daily nor praying daily.
但是我们要求他这样做。
But we require that they do this.
有一个爸爸，他要求他的儿子每天背诵圣经。
There is a father that I know that requires his son to memorize one chapter in the Bible.
不喜欢钱的。
One verse. But his son does not enjoy reading the Bible.
他就很生气啊。So
he became very angry.
后来他就想一想。
And after a while he started thinking about it.
怎么样可以帮助这个儿子。
So he started thinking about how is it that I can help my child to memorize a verse in the Bible.
这个爸爸想出来了，他自己每天也背诵圣经。
So he came to the conclusion that the way to help my son is that I will also memorize that verse with him.
做这个儿子的榜样。
So I will be a role model to my child.
他背诵圣经，背给谁听呢？
So who does he recite the memorized verse to?
就背给他的儿子听。
He recites it to his son.
每一天他就背这圣经，背给他的儿子听。
So every day he will recite one verse to his son.
后来这个儿子慢慢慢慢也学到他背诵圣经。
So eventually, this son also learned from his father and started memorizing verses.
有一天我们看到这个儿子,
and one day we saw this son.
你的爸爸背诵圣经背得怎么样?
And we asked him, how is your dad's memorization system?
他说很差很差。
He says it's not very good.
但是他已经做了这个儿子的榜样。
But the truth is, he was already a role model to his son.
他没有对儿女的要求做过分的要求。
So what he did was he was not placing an unreasonable request before him.
有些时候我们要求我们的儿女 有好的成绩。
Oftentimes we require our children to have good grades.
你考试要考得好。
When you take examination, you should test well.
但是你有没有想到，成绩好不好，不是这个儿女可以控制的。
Have you ever thought about maybe the grades that the teacher gives out is beyond the control of a child?
如果你说你这么笨呢？ 为什么拿不到 A 呀、啊、
？You might say, why are you so stupid that you cannot get an A?
当我们说他笨的时候，其实你说你自己笨，因为他是你生他出来嘛。
When you are calling your children stupid, you are actually calling yourself stupid because the child comes from you.
这个小孩子没办法控制的，是不是？他笨不笨，聪明不聪明，不是他自己说我又聪明了就可以聪明啊。
So whether or not a child is born smart or born stupid, it is beyond the child's control.
所以有时候我们要求我们的儿女要求得过分。
So sometimes our requests for our children is unreasonable.
他没有能力完成你对他的要求。
They do not have the ability, or are they able to fulfill your requirements.
所以我们要教小孩子，要按着主的心意教他。
So in order, so to teach our children, we need to bring them up in the instructions of the Lord.
那你看看。主要求我们什么东西啊
？What does the Lord require of us？
哥林多前书四章一到二节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 and verse 2。
人当以我们为神奥秘事的管家。
It says, "Let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries."
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
And what is required of the stewards is that one must be found trustworthy.
神要求我们是忠心工作。
What God requires from us is that we are trustworthy. We are faithful.
神没有要求我们做事做到什么有什么成绩。
What God is placing before us is not just a random standard in which we are trying to accomplish.
因为到什么程度不是我们自己可以控制的。
How well we do it, or how much is accomplished, is sometimes beyond what we can control.
譬如今天我来跟你们分享。
For example, today as I come and share with brothers and sisters,
我分享的怎么样，不是我自己可以控制的。
What I am sharing, how well I share, is sometimes beyond what myself.
你对我讲的怎么批评也不是我可以控制的。
How you decide to criticize or respond to my message is beyond what I can control.
但是我可以控制的就是我预备的时候预备得好。
But what I can control is I am faithful when I'm preparing it.
我用心去预备。
I diligently prepare.
这样这个是神所要求的。
For this is what God requires of me.
所以我们对我们的儿女要求也是一样。
So in the same way, that is how we need to require, we need to treat our children.
我们不是要求他成绩到什么地步。
We're not asking them to always get straight A's.
我们是要求他忠心工作。
What we are requiring of them is that they do it in a diligent and trustworthy way.
努力读书。
That they need to study hard.
成绩怎么样，真是不是他可以控制的。
What kind of grades that they receive is beyond our control.
怎么样可以帮助我们儿女呢？
How is it that we can help our children?
从内心做起。
We do it out of our hearts.
箴言四章二十三节说。
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 it says this. Let's read together.
Felix 能英文，我们一同念。你要
，And in English, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life."
一生的果效就是我们的行为。
The fruits that we bear is our actions.
怎么样可以影响我们的行为呢？
How is it that we can influence our actions?
由心发出。
It must come from our heart.
如果我们不能够改变我们儿女的心，
If we cannot change our heart,
我们就不能就希望他有好的行为。
then we cannot expect that they will have good behavior.
除非我们可以改变他的心,
so unless we can change his heart,
才可以改变他的行为,
then can we change his action?
今天在学校问题就是, 学校没有改变我们学生的心,
the problem with the education system today is that the schools are not changing their hearts.
但是他希望他们有好的行为,
but the school system desires that our children behave correctly.
但是我们感谢天父,
but we thank God.
只有耶稣基督才可以改变我们的心,
we thank God that it is only through Jesus Christ can our children's heart be changed.
所以我们要帮助我们的小孩子,
so we need to help our children.
我们要把他带到主耶稣面前,
so in order to help our children, we need to bring them before Jesus.
使他们能够接受耶稣基督的改变,
so that they themselves can be changed by God, by Jesus.
但是我们要把他带到主耶稣面前, 我们自己,
but before we can bring our children to Christ Jesus, we ourselves need to come close to, be drawn to Christ Jesus. So how do we change our children?
我们要帮助他,
that we are to change them or help them while they were young.
有一个家长到我面前来,
there was a parent that approached me once.
他说我的儿子真是不听话,
he says that my son really doesn't obey us.
他的行为也不好,
his actions are improper.
真是现在不知道怎么办,
we really are clueless on what we can do.
我问他, 他的儿子现在多大?
So I asked him, how old is your child?
他说16、17岁,
he's about 16, 17 years old.
哇,真是, 如果一个小孩子, 16、17岁, 你, 我们真是没有办法可以再教他。
You know, once a child gets to 16 or 17 years old, there's very little that we can do for them.
我刚刚看到香港的报纸说, 这个小孩子, 这个儿子, 就是跟爸爸打架, 在父亲节那天跟爸爸打架。
And recently I saw an article in the Hong Kong newspaper in which the son was physically fighting his father.
你叫他这样做,
the father told the child to sit there and the child was
refusing. 你依然要跟他这样做,
but he wants to sit in a certain way.
你没办法, 他已经成长,
you really can't change them because they are already grown up.
所以我们要把握机会, 从小的时候教他,
so we really need to take advantage of the fact that they are still young.
所以圣经说, 教养孩童,
so scripture tells us that train up a child.
只有他小的时候, 才是我们教导他的时候,
and it is, we can only train them up while they are a child.
他成年的时候, 就不是我们教导的时候已经过了。
They've grown up, we have already passed, lost the time in which we can train them.
所以好像很多年纪大的父母,
so for some of the older parents among us,
他们还是对他的成年的儿女, 还是把他看着小孩子一样,
they still treat their children, even though their children are grown up, they still treat them as a child.
他们的关系不好,
they do not have a good relationship.
本来他们成长的时候, 是我们享受的时候,
oftentimes we think that when they're grown up, it is a time where we can relax and enjoy them.
但是我们关系不好,
but if we do not have a good relationship,
就不能够享受我们子女的,
then we cannot enjoy the fruits of them honoring us.
我们对成年的子女, 不能够把他当作小孩子一样,
we cannot treat our grown-up children as a child.
我们把他当作朋友, 以礼相待,
we need to treat them as friends.
以礼相待,
and we need to treat them with respect.
现在有什么办法呢？可能我们有些儿女已经大了。
So what can we do now? Some of our children are already older.
我们也不能够把它放弃。
And we cannot give up on them.
我们还是要为他们祷告。
We need to continue to pray for them.
因为他是我们的儿女。
For they are still our children.
如果你现在有小的小孩子。
But if your child is still young,
这个是我们教导他的机会。
This is the time to train them.
不要放过这个小时候教导他的机会。
Do not lose the opportunity to train them up while they are still young.
因为他大的时候就不是我们教他的时候。
Because as he's grown up, when he becomes old, it is no longer the appropriate time to teach.
教他什么东西呢？
What is it that we are to teach them?
使他走当行的道。
We are to train the children in the way he should go.
所以我们要教他正确的观念。
We need to give them a correct understanding.
所以以弗所书也说，你要按照主的教训，可警戒言语他们。
And so that's why Ephesians is to bring them up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord.
在家中，我们要教导他们。
At home, we need to teach them.
给他正确的教导。
We need to give the correct
按照主的教训教他。
And the understanding is from the Lord.
家庭教育很重要。
It is very important to train our children at home.
但是学校教育也不可以忽视。
But nor can we, however, we cannot neglect the
teaching that comes from school. 神教我们按照主的教训教导我们的小孩子。
God requires His children to raise up, to bring their children up in the instructions of the Lord.
但是我们没有时间，没有能力去帮助他。
But we do not have the time or the ability to.
我们请老师来帮助他。
So we ask the teachers to teach them.
请什么老师来帮助他呢？
What kind of teachers do we ask?
要按照主的教训，可请在这些老师才可以帮助他。
So what we need to do is that we require these teachers to also train our children up in the ways of the Lord.
如果我们的小孩子天天接受无神论的教育，
If our children are raised in an atheistic environment,
我们就不可以希望他们能爱主。
Then it is unreasonable for us to require our children to love God.
今天很多小朋友
，Today a lot of children
离开天父上帝
，They leave the church.
啊，就是因为他们天天接受无神论的教育。
Is because of the secular education that they are receiving.
求主帮助我们。小的怎么样帮助我们的小孩子。
So may God have mercy on us to allow us to know how that we are to raise up our children.
我感谢天父给我在这个学校教育那里用了很多功夫。
I thank God that God has given me the opportunity to serve in the education sector.
在香港我们办基督教学校。
In Hong Kong, we establish Christian schools.
我们希望把小孩子按照主的教训把他建立起来。
We want to raise up the children in the school according to the instructions of the Lord.
在中国大陆，我们也是培训老师。
In China, we train up teachers.
也帮助他们建立学校。
And we help them so that they can establish schools there.
我们希望每一个教会都有一个学校。
We hope, we desire that every church has a school that accompanies it.
这个学校就可以把我们的小孩子按照主的教训把他们建立起来。
Then this school can raise up these children in accordance to the instructions of the Lord.
我们在中国大陆有一个培训中心。
In China, we have a training center.
今年刚刚有30个老师练完两年的课程。
This year, our first class of about 30 teachers graduate after 2 years of studying there.
他们晓得怎么样在教会那里建立一个小小的学校。
They have learned how to establish a school within the church.
就是帮助教会的小孩子 听听能就接受主的教导。
To help the children of the church to grow up in the, with the instructions of the Lord.
有些同学去广州也经历教会，经历学校。
And some of these teachers went to Guangzhou to establish these church schools.
有些去上海也经历教会，也经历一个学校。
Some went, moved to Shanghai. They established a church as well. Established this church.
有些去杭州也经历教会，经历学校。
And some went to 杭州。
厦门也是一样。
As well as 厦门。
哇！我真是感谢天父，给我看到栽培老师，经历好的教会，经历好的学校，啊，是这么重要。
I thank God, I thank my Heavenly Father for allowing me to see the importance of to train up these teachers so that they can establish schools and these Christian schools.
如果我们教会的小孩子每一天都到共产党学校读书，
if our children every day they are educated within these Christian schools,
就是我们教会有主日学，果效也不大。
So even though we might have Sunday school, but I'm sure the fruits is not great. 主日学
都是一个星期一个小时。
Sunday school is once a week.
但是学校是天天。
But the school itself is daily.
而且老师控制这个学生很大的，给控制。
So as within schools, the educators, the teachers have more control over their children, the behavior.
所以有些传道人在中国大陆。
So a lot of Chinese ministers.
他说我的儿子三年级已经反对我的信仰了。
Some might say that at the age of at third grade, they are already rejecting my belief.
你看看这些小孩子，这么小啊，到学校他有什么能力可以抵挡这些？无神论的教育呢？
So let's think about this. How can a child at such a young age be able to discern what is correct or to be able to reject what is of this world?
所以要将教会建立起来， so, 一定要把下一代建立起来。
So as we build up the church, we also need to build up the next generation.
我想五年以后、十年以后，全中国都是有这样的教会，这样的学校。
And I desire that in 5 years, in 10 years, these churches as well as these Christian schools will be all over China.
如果这样的教会，这样的学校是好的，是不是应该全中国都有？
If this is a good concept for the church, for Christian schools, shouldn't it be spread all over China as well?
所以你们也要这样想。
So you should also hopefully agree.
如果你这个教会是好的，
so if this is a good church,
是不是应该全洛杉矶都有？
Shouldn't this also be something that
不单单是在这个 Ontario,
not just Ontario?
啊，这是神要求我们的。
For this is what God desires from us.
我们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
From Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to ends of the earth, we need to be his witness.
我们要教导我们的小孩子。
How is it that we can train up our children?
我们要给他一个好的榜样。
We need to be a good model for, role model for them.
我们要要求小孩子爱主。
We desire that our children love God.
我们自己也要爱主。
We ourselves need to love God.
为什么我们要这样教导我们的小孩子？
Why is it that we need to teach our children in this
way? 为什么我们要教导他孝敬父母？
Why is it that we teach our children to honor their parents?
圣经说，你要孝敬父母，是要谁得罪父亲啊？
When we teach our children to obey, their parents, honor their parents, who is it that is receiving the blessings?
有很多人以为他不孝敬父母，我们做老人家就很可怜了。
Some people might say that if our children do not honor us, we really are pitiful.
所以现在我要帮助他，要教导他。
So today I am teaching him, I'm helping him.
因为如果不是将来，我们就不知道怎么办了。
Because if they do not honor us, then we wouldn't know how to live.
所以我们好像跟小孩子做一个生意。
So it's like if we're getting into a business relationship with our children.
我现在好好养育你们，帮助你们，是因为将来你要帮助我。
I am investing in you, I am training you up, so later on, you can come back and serve me.
这个小孩子要想一想,
and the children, if the child 哇, thinks about it,
我不如做李嘉诚的孩子就好了。
That would be better if I became a wealthy man, a millionaire's son.
但是圣经不是这样说的。
But that's not how scripture teaches us.
你要孝敬父母，使你的父。 是谁的父啊? 是小孩子的父。
The one that receives the blessings for honoring his or her parents is the child himself.
我们是, 为什么我们要帮助他孝敬父母?
Why are we trying to help them to honor their parents? Because we love them.
要他得着父亲, 要小孩子得着父亲。
So that the child will receive the blessing.
感谢天父。 我们有神的爱。
I thank God that we have the love that comes from God.
神爱我们的小孩子。
God loves our children.
所以我们也爱他。
So therefore we love our children.
我们一定要教导他孝敬父母。
So therefore we need to teach our children
how to honor our parents. 因为为着他们的好处。
Because it is for their benefit.
耶稣说, 你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus himself says that you are to love your Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul.
这是诫命中之第一。
For this is the greatest commandment.
要晓得爱我们的小孩子，我们首先要晓得爱神。
So for us, in order to love our children, we need to first love our God.
如果我们不晓得爱神，我们就不晓得爱我们的小孩子。
We cannot truly love our God, love our children unless we truly love our God.
如果小孩子不晓得爱神，他也不晓得爱我们的父母。
In the same way, if our children do not learn to love God, they will never know how to truly love their parents.
所以在这个父亲节，
So on this day, which is Father's Day,
我真是希望。 我们父亲真的尽力起来。
So I hope that our, as fathers, we will stand up.
尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
That we will love our Lord, our God, with all our hearts, all our mind, and all our soul.
这样我们就晓得怎么样爱我们的小孩子。
Then we will know how to love our children.
我们就晓得帮助他们也是。 尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And therefore, then they will know how to love our God, well, their God, with all their heart, all their mind, all their
strength.
So in order to be a father that lives according to the will of God, we need to help them to honor the parents in the instructions of the Lord.
首先我们积极要跟随主。
First and foremost, as parents, as a father, we need to follow God.
我们要帮助他孝敬父母。
Therefore, that will help them to honor their parents.
我们积极要孝敬父母。
We ourselves need to honor our parents.
怎么样可以做呢?
So how do we do that?
这个不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke your children to anger.
照着主的教训，可谨戒，养育他们。
But bring them up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord.
我们不单单有小朋友去, vacation Bible school.
Not only do we need to ask our children to come to vacation Bible school,
我们积极也要努力研究圣经。
We ourselves need to start studying the Bible.
明白主的心意。
To understand the will of God.
这样才可以照着主的教训养育我们的小孩子。
Then we will be able to bring our children in the discipline and instructions of the Lord.
希望这个父亲节真的是一个快乐的父亲节。
I really desire that this Father's Day will indeed be a happy Father's Day.
愿神赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
帮助我们。
To help us.
整个家庭。 好，谢谢大家。
To help us as a family, I think, brothers and sisters.